This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
While you're taking a break from sports, KSON is putting you on the road to Stagecoach 8 times every weekday, thanks to your San Diego County Toyota dealers and Cox Communications. Ready for 3 days of live country music in the desert? Sign up now at KSON.com.
Talking about me or Garrett Richards?
Garrett Richards.
Very handsome guy.
Good looking guy.
Very sharp. My wife already texted me. He's very handsome.
My fiance already texted me. She said, yowzers.
Imagine waking up and walking to the mirror. And you, that's what looks, what's looking back at you. Can't relate.
Not really, no.
I don't throw 96 with movement.
Hey, we got.
I don't want to come here next year. I don't. I just feel bad about myself.
We have a pretty successful little sports radio show.
Yeah,
going
we do.
Here.
We do.
And if that's not sex appeal enough, I don't know what is.
I mean, you see where we're staying.
Hey, girl, you want to come back to the Glendale?
Yeah, you want to come back to the Doo-Doo Meth Lounge?
Meth and Meth.
The Doo-Doo Meth Lounge.
Surrounded by some auto repair shop.
You know,
pawn shop.
Take you to the Waffle House.
Typically, after a show, you know. You expend a lot of energy in here. We're trying to be entertaining and have fun. And typically after a show, it's nice. I miss my son very much, but I'm not responsible for child care today. I'm free to do what I want. Typically, I'd be like, you know, I'm going to go back to the room and chill for a few hours. I don't want to go there until I have to. Until I have the last minute. I may go play poker with you tonight so that I don't have to go back to our room.
If you missed it, you can go back in our Benham Woods at the Stephen Woods Twitter accounts and see some of the pictures from our lovely accommodations here in the Phoenix, greater Phoenix area. It's Ben and Woods live from Padres spring training. We shouldn't complain, though. We're lucky to be out here. It is really fun to spend a few days out watching Padres spring training, getting to know the guys a little bit better, and hopefully in turn passing that along to the listeners out there. Thanks again to Garrett Richards, who joined us just a few minutes ago. Pierce Johnson was with us in the last hour. Tomorrow, we're supposed to have Fernando Tatis Jr. on, Chris Paddock, who had to postpone today. We're expecting him as well. We got a huge list of guests joining us the next couple of days and looking very much
Mackenzie
forward to
Gore.
It. Oh, very nice.
Mackenzie Gore will be joining us. Yeah, it's going to be great.
But earlier this morning, way back in our 5 a.m. hour, because he's got to be one of the first to arrive, get his day started, the guy who's in charge of everyone and everything around here, the new manager of the Padres, Jace Tingler, joined us on our SDCCU fan hotline here in Peoria, Arizona. Thought we'd bring that back. Here's Ben Woods with Padres skipper Jace Tingler.
Just had a very special guest walk into our holding cell here. The skipper is here, Jace Tingler. How you doing? Good to see you, buddy.
Congratulations.
We're live.
Yeah, come on.
Clean that language up.
Congratulations. We're ready to go. 1-0 in his Cactus League career. He has never lost as a Major League Baseball manager.
Easy game, right? Piece of cake.
I wish that was
piece
the case.
Piece of cake. 1-0.
I wish that was the case.
All right. We got to ask you right out of the chute. So you've managed plenty of baseball games in your life. Yesterday had to be a special day for you, big league skipper. It's a spring training game. Any nerves at all, or was this just like, hey, I've done this a million times?
No, sure there's nerves. There's nerves in every game. As soon as the anthem's played, I kind of, you know, the butterflies kick up, yep. And you know, that part's real. I think the most exciting thing yesterday was, you know, the players and the staff have really been focused on, you know, really, really four areas. And, you know, number one on the mound, throwing the ball over the plate, and, you know, Davies comes out and just peppers the zone early. And then, you know, our other focus has been how we're going to take care of the ball. And, you know, it's nice. Get the first game in. We walk away without any errors. We've been, you know, hammering easily the offensive guys on getting on base. Drew a couple walks, had a hit by batter. You know, we really didn't get an extra base hit until later in the game. And then, you know, the base running, something we've been emphasizing. And, you know, seeing Lagares score on a pass ball and tag up. And Ty France stops on a double play ball that allows another run to go in. So that's what I was most exciting for, the guys just getting out there and executing what they've been working on.
I want to ask you a little bit more about Zach Davies. As you said, two perfect innings yesterday in his Padres spring training debut. A.J. Preller's brought in a lot of guys in this organization that light up the radar gun. I mean, nasty arms that throw 100 miles an hour or more. Zach Davies is not one of those guys. I mean, you know, he hits 90, and that's a good, hard pitch for him. He's all about control, deception. That is unusual almost nowadays in Major League Baseball.
Spot on. And then throw in, hopefully he's a Gold Glove winner at field in his position. And that makes our job, you know, defensively a little bit better. And, you know, the truth is, if we can't play defense behind him, we've got serious issues. You know, he's pounding the zone. He's going to create a ton of soft contact, but he's demanding action. And hopefully our guys are ready to back him up.
Well, and speaking of defense, we are joined by Padres skipper Jay Stengler here out at Padres fantasy camp. See where my head is at? Son of a gun, I knew I was going to do it.
It's a bit of a fantasy.
It is. It absolutely is. Padres spring training, Woodsy. It is early for all of us. Defense is something that everybody has been talking about, and I know there were some, you know, last year it could get shoddy at times, and I know you guys have been working really hard. We see the videos. Bobby Dickerson is a guy that's come in, and already you don't really know your coach's names all the time, if you know, for the layman fan. But to see Bobby Dickerson, these videos, the drills he's working with these guys, what's he brought already?
I mean this as an ultimate compliment. He's a lunatic.
And I love it.
You know, it's awesome to watch him work. And you know, it's the same for what Rod's doing behind the plate and for what Wayne Kirby's doing in the outfield. And, you know, I was talking to Chris Woodward the other night at the manager's meeting and just, you know, asking him questions and things like that. And we came to the conclusion, you know, I've got the same feeling with Bobby, with Curb, with the entire staff, with Rod. It's there's so many things taken off your plate, and it just feels really good. And it's like, you know, watching the game yesterday, balls hit, ground ball, I can go grab a drink because I know what these guys have been working on. That play is going to be completed. But, you know, it's just credit to, A, the players for putting in the work. We've got a long ways to go.
Sure.
But it feels really good having people that know what they're doing, people that you trust, and probably most importantly, they're invested in the players and they're working extremely hard.
We're supposed to have Chris Paddock stopping by in about 45 minutes. Woodsy and I are really fired up to talk to Chris. I know we're not naming opening day starters or anything, but people have done the math. You know, Chris is supposed to throw on Wednesday. They kind of start mapping out 5 days, 5 days, 5 days, see where it hits.
Hey, it's the offseason. We're very bored.
Is there anything?
All right?
Is there anything you want us to him when he comes in later this morning?
Just tell him his hair looks outstanding.
It's outstanding, isn't it?
It is. As a guy that can't grow any, it's like it's complete jealousy on my part.
You seem to like, as we were just talking to Bobby Dickerson, you seem to like maniacs, lunatics. Chris Paddock's got a little bit of that in him as well from a competitive standpoint, I'd imagine.
I've happened to notice that. Yeah. You know, I think like people from, you know, maybe, you know, different parts, it seems like a little bit weird. But, you know, for me growing up in, you know, Northwest Missouri and spending a lot of time in Texas, it's actually probably more the norm.
Did you have to tell him any no rodeo rules?
No.
After the Madison?
No.
I did hear about that.
That's amazing.
Madison Bumgarner has secretly been competing under a pseudonym in rodeo competitions, roping.
Yeah. Yeah, I'd hate to, like, change his routine and, you know, be the guy to tell him he's not doing that anymore.
Can you imagine having to deliver that message? We're joined by Padres skipper Jay Stengler. So you get out here and you're getting – and, we talked about you did all the press conferences and they hired you very early and you had to do all the press and all the stuff that, you know, maybe was a little bit new for you. The word around from everybody has been, well, this is his element, meaning your element, being out here with the guys, with the bat, hitting the grounders – yelling at guys, positioning guys. How fun is your first spring training as the head cheese been for you so far?
I think you're right. I feel most comfortable on the field and you know, being outside like with the guys. And then, you know, like I said, whether it's watching the work staff or jumping in, you know, with them with drills and or leading a fundamental, that's definitely where I feel, you know, most comfortable. It's not in front of the room, speaking in front of 72 players. It's not with the media, but I feel, you know, more like myself when I'm outside on the field. And you know, I can't tell you how much fun it is to watch these guys work and then to sit back like during the game and watch these guys get after it when they're doing things right, when they're getting down the line, when they're making good turns, when they're pounding the zone. You know, like I said, we have a ton of work to do these next 3 or 4 weeks. We've got a lot of things on the agenda, but it was a good start, you know, yesterday.
Well, and you brought in a lot of there's been a lot of new faces, even since you've been hired, Skip. And, you know, Tommy Pham is a name. Guy is all business, man. Guy loves to come in and work. What's he brought to your close? How's he fitting in with the guys? How's everybody meshing?
I think the mesh has been awesome. You know, as far as what Tommy brings, he's been himself. It is some type of edge. It's some type of competitiveness. He set the bar really high on how we're going to work. And probably the most important thing, it's real. It's not fake. This isn't going to be something that goes on for like a week. Like, this dude's very comfortable with who he is. And, we can't be any more fortunate to have him, and you know, just can't wait to continue to watch him work and go.
Talking to Padres manager Jace Tingler here, Padres spring training in Peoria with Ben and Woods, new face in that clubhouse this weekend. All-Star, World Series winner Brian Dozier coming in and joining what figures to be a very crowded competition at second base and in the infield. What's kind of your early opinions on what you're going to be doing at second base here?
Sure. I connected with him yesterday when we got back from the game. He was finishing up his physicals and everything checked off well. So he's going to be out on the field today. Obviously, he's missed some days with what's going on. So we're going to have a little bit of a buildup before he gets into game action. But what he brings to the table is just what you said. I think it's been two World Series the last 2 years, playoffs the year before. I love the way he gets on base. Love the way he competes.
Smashes lefties.
Yeah. So it's going to be a good combination. And I think I stated it, earlier in the week, competition's a good thing. And so, the more quality guys that we can bring in and add value to this team, we're going to need a lot of these guys at some point throughout the year, whether it's injury or however.
So I heard a couple of days ago, you took everyone way back to the backfields and kind of roped things off, didn't let the media back there, and we heard some cheering and some excitement. What exactly is the Tinglinator?
I don't know, because
there were some ideas on Twitter, Jace. I don't know if you know. If you want to know what people might have thought.
We'll wait till we get off air, and then we can share those things. That definitely wasn't supposed to be on the schedule. I think Keith Lerman and Skip, they were having some fun. Honestly, it's nothing. It's, we wanted to get the guys isolated a little bit. We wanted them to, be themselves. And then probably most importantly, we wanted to compete. And we wanted to do that, in an environment where you're not going to be judged. There's not going to be things on social media. Oh, my God, this guy swung and missed. And,
yeah.
Whatever comes up. But we did want them to, ramp up the dial in what they're trying to do. They were competing for something. And we're probably going to blend some other competitions in throughout the camp just to break up the monotony of what these routines get into.
Well, Skip, I know you got a busy day coming up. You guys are heading out to Surprise this afternoon, taking on the Kansas City Royals. Looking forward to that. Seeing you out there, I really appreciate you stopping by for a few minutes and joining us to start your day.
Thank you guys for having me this morning.
Jace Tingler, manager of the San Diego Padres, here on our SDCCU fan hotline. SDCCU has low mortgage loan rates. Apply today, equal housing opportunity. For details, call 877-SDCCU for you or visit SDCCU.com. All right, thank you for finding that so I didn't have to read it again. You know what I didn't do last hour, though, and I better do right now, is read our biggest fan. We got caught up. Garrett Richards was with us. So it is time to announce the name of our biggest fan here on 97.3, The Fan. If you call, if you get your name called, you will have 10 minutes to call us back. 833, what's the number? 288-973.
833-288-0973.
There we go. Flustered. I'm a little flustered right now. We were just outside. You'll find out in a second why I'm a little flustered. Brian Thompson, you are the biggest fan. Brian Thompson, dial now, 833-288-0973. You have 10 minutes. Brian doesn't call. Then in our final segment, we'll give away the entry into the Las Vegas getaway for our biggest fan. Now, Woodsy, in a second, you'll find out why I'm a little flustered, what just happened here at the Peoria Sports Complex. Plus, giant missed opportunity for the Aztecs over the weekend. We'll discuss that coming up. It's Ben Woods in Peoria. Right now, let's get a check of traffic on 97.3 The Fan. Here's Kelly Danick. Ben Woods, live from Padres Spring Training, Peoria, Arizona. And my apologies for being a little flustered a moment ago, but just a lot was happening here at the Peoria Sports Complex. We were just outside in the lunch area here on the back patio at the Padres Spring Training headquarters. And first, Bob Scanlon walked up, and Woods and I were standing out there and, like, waving hi to Bob. Hi, Bob. Hey, Bob. Hello. And he just will not even acknowledge our presence. I mean, he's 10
Sorry,
feet away.
Doing bits over here.
And completely ignoring us. Like, we don't even exist. He still hasn't acknowledged our presence.
Oh, he just talked to me outside. Oh, yeah. Okay. He likes me, though. So. I was just in the, they call it a media scrum.
Right.
Where a bunch of people are around the manager.
I'm tweeting it out from Ben and Woods. It's such a great photo.
There's a, Ben, I don't know if you know this, they call it a scrum when all the media gets together around like a player or a manager.
Yeah,
and in this case, it's Chase Tingler.
Yeah, it's like a rugby term.
Yeah, scrum.
By the way, congratulations to the San Diego Legion. Beat the New England Free Jacks yesterday.
I hear the Legion are very good.
Good season. They're hot right now. They're off to a good start. So Bob, first of all, ignores us. Then we're standing out there, and who walks around the corner? None other than Mark Grant.
Yeah, he of the big mouth on Twitter.
Right. Grammar police and fat police. Fat shaming me while I'm trying to put my seatbelt on that picture that we took on our flight yesterday. He walks out, and I didn't know what was going to happen. I was worried that we were going to get into a big brawl. Very embarrassing here at Peoria. He diffused the tension with humor, as he tends to do, and things worked out. I think we're okay.
He's ultimately, Mudd is always forgiven, because Mudd is one of the great characters in baseball, and he just came up to me, and he goes, hey, did you say anything to the front desk where you're staying? And I said, no, I didn't. He goes, why? Why wouldn't you guys move rooms? And I said, you know what, man? At this point in my life and career, I'm just trying not to make waves. Enough people hate me already. I'm going to wear it. I've perception of me as a diva. How do you get rid of the perception more than staying in a room with doo-doo covered curtains to prove that you're not a diva?
I don't want to say I saw this coming, but I did kind of see this coming when I saw where we were booked, what part of town.
Yeah.
I tried to convince our boss, we could stay a lot closer to Pure. It's going to be a little more expensive.
Yeah.
You know, I found this rate, but it is going to be a couple $100 more for the week. And he said, well, I think you'll be okay where you are. It's not that far. It's like, fine.
Well, the distance actually is okay. It's more of the poop that's smeared on the curtains, I think, is the bigger issue. The distance, listen, you wear it a little bit. I got another 5-7 minute drive. No big deal. It's 5 o'clock in the morning. There's nobody on the roads here anyway. So really, you could have put me in Tempe. I wouldn't have cared. Like, as long as I'm, in a room without.
We probably could have gotten a better hotel room in Tempe.
Yeah, probably. And so maybe next year we sacrifice distance for quality.
Farther away.
Give me as far as you can.
Send us
as long as.
Why don't we just stay at home and drive here each morning?
As long as there's no excrement on any of the things in my room, then I'm good, Benny. Man, this is going to be fun, though. I'm really excited, fired up to get out and watch a ball game today.
Yeah.
It's the guys, just talking to Mudd and Jesse Agler and Bob Scanlon, all those cats out there. Everybody's got the fever. Everybody. Everyone's fired up. They pretend that they don't, but they do.
AJ Cassavell is out there as well. He is our 97.3 The Fan Padres insider from MLB.com. He's going to be with us here at the bottom of the hour. Just quickly, the Aztecs lost. We talked about it earlier. The punishment, and the new AP rankings are going to come out in about 35 minutes, doesn't seem to be that severe. Joe Lunardi still has him as a number one seed in his bracketology for ESPN. everyone who puts out a top 25 poll on Twitter that I've seen has had them anywhere between still fourth or seventh. So they're going to be a top 10 team. They might even still be a top five team. My guess is number six from the Associated Press when it comes out later today. They did miss an opportunity, though, because Kansas beat number one Baylor and Gonzaga lost to BYU. So they finally had a chance to move up in the polls and were unable to do so because they lost to UNLV. I think that more than anything is after waiting 5 weeks for a chance to move up because no one lost out of them. For five whole weeks, they're sitting there at number four, and the opportunity presents itself, and this is the time where they end up losing their first game of the season.
Well, let's be honest, Ben. You've been waiting with bated breath for the last 5 weeks for them to move up from number four. They had won that game by 1 point or 2 points. They probably still stand at number four today at 10 o'clock when you check Arizona time.
Can I make the quick case, and I know no one's probably nationally going to say this, but that San Diego State, despite the loss, I think should be ahead of Gonzaga today. Gonzaga lost at BYU by 13 points. Yep. San Diego State, and I believe it's their only common game, won at BYU by 5 points. Now, it was much earlier in the season, and BYU was without Yoeli Childs, one of their best players, but 13-point loss, 5-point win, same venue, same opponent. That's your comparison. If you want to look at good wins, Gonzagas aren't that great. They beat Arizona and Oregon. Arizona's probably fallen out of the top 25 today. Oregon is a top 15 team. They beat North Carolina and Washington, two teams that have gone on just been trash during their conference season. San Diego State beat Creighton by 30. Creighton might win the Big East. They might be in the top 10 today when the new poll comes out.
They were a friggin' one seed in that guy's bracket, right?
BYU is going to be a top 20 team when the poll comes out today. They're all top 25 in KenPom and in net. I mean, the San Diego State has more good wins than Gonzaga. They have a common opponent victory over a team that BYU or Gonzaga lost to. The one thing that San Diego State has is it's kind of a bad loss. UNLV was just a 500 mediocre Mountain West team.
Yep.
Gonzaga's losses are to Michigan and BYU, who are both top 25-esque, close to top 25 teams.
Yeah, nothing to get worked up about today. Nothing at all. They're going to be in the tournament. They're going to be probably a one seed, Benny. Nothing to get too excited about.
So that is coming up. Right now, though, we have a giveaway, a concert giveaway. In fact, a pretty cool one. We've got a pair of tickets to see Brad Paisley at the North Island Credit Union Amphitheater on Sunday, May 17th. The Brad Paisley Show is part of KSON Country Mega Ticket of 8 shows, including Jason Aldean, Luke Bryan, Rascal Flatts, Tim McGraw, and more, now available at Ticketmaster.com. Starting this week, you can purchase individual tickets to see Brad Paisley by going online to Ticketmaster.com. But if you're the fifth caller right now at 833-288-0973, 833-288-0973, give out our first pair of Brad Paisley tickets here on Ben and Woods this morning. And Woodsy, when we come back, AJ Cassavell, our MLB Padres insider for 97.3 The Fan from MLB.com, is going to join us. That is next on San Diego's number one sports station, 97.3 The Fan. Having a lot of fun. Our first morning here in Peoria, Arizona. Ben and Woods live from Padres spring training, but about to chat with someone who's already probably been here long enough. Ready to go home.
Not quite yet.
At this point. Chat with AJ Cassavell. First, let's get one more check of traffic here on 97.3 The Fan with Kelly Danick.
Well, guys, we're wrapping things up on a pretty good note here. Got a crash clearing northbound side of the 125 before Navajo Road. Tow trucks help get that out of the slow lane. Also, crash clearing South 5 Del Mar Heights Road. I'm Kelly Danick with Ben and Woods on San Diego's number one sports station, 97.3 The Fan.
Yeah, so about a week and a half at least since pitchers and catchers reported to spring training. Figure got here a day or two early to set up.
Yep.
You know, AJ's probably been here a couple of weeks already. You're old hat. This
yeah, I think it's the 2 week mark today.
2 week today. Yeah.
Yeah.
And how are your accommodations, if I might ask?
They're lovely.
Are they?
Small little one bedroom condo that I stay in each year. But
any bodily fluids on any curtains or anything?
No.
Paul has vomit in his room. I have doo doo on my curtains. Ben seems to be okay, right?
I just have a mildewy smell.
Smell and a view of a garbage can.
Yeah, literally all I ask for is just a clean place. The size of it doesn't matter. The rest of whatever doesn't
that's
matter.
That's the thing.
Because I spend most of my time here at the complex anyway.
Well, and that's the thing. Is like I don't need the Ritz-Carlton, you know? I mean, I would sleep here if it was clean and quiet and calm, but I don't know. I'm itchy. I'm very itchy. Paul is as well. Ben seems to be okay. Ben's just happy to have a place to rest and not work 19 hours a day.
Oh, and there's baseball outside.
There is freaking baseball.
This is why we're here. We're looking so much forward to it. And pretty legit looking lineup, at least top six today for Jace Tingler.
Why do you hate the other guys in the lineup, Ben?
Well, I don't know that Owen Miller is necessarily going to be a opening day starter, but some of the rest of the guys in today's lineup could be.
Yeah, it's a good one. Yeah. And Jace basically said it was a testament to the fact that they were all here earlier than whatever report day was for position players.
Yeah.
So because those guys were here a while ago, they've had the time to kind of build up, and they're basically ready for game action. I imagine they're not going to push them too hard. It's probably four or five innings for those big names like Hosmer, Machado, Tatis today. But that being said, it's cool to see them out there. And the more real big league Padres we get to see, the more storylines I have to write about. So
That's exactly right. And speaking of storylines out of spring training so far, you hear great reviews on Jace Tingler's first camp as a big league manager. Obviously got off to a nice start yesterday, winning the first one's got to feel pretty good, even though it is a spring training game. But there's still some other things going on out here. AJ, and I wanted to ask you kind of what the situation was right now with Will Myers. I know they've brought in Brian Dozier yesterday, kind of surprisingly to all of us. I'd heard, he may split some time. Are you hearing him getting any time at first base, or is he in here to compete for the second base job?
I don't know whether he'll get time at first base, but his presence in camp might shift some things around to where maybe Jerickson Profar's played some first base. Ty Francis played some first base. All three of those guys have really, really good numbers against left-handed pitching. And so we spoke with A.J. Preller at Cactus League Media Day last week, and he basically said, you know what, plan A is Eric Hosmer against all pitchers,
right,
playing against righties, playing against lefties. And that's what we're going to go into the season expecting, and that's what we're going to adjust off of. But I don't think it's a coincidence that you have three guys in the infield who can play for two spots who all hit left-handed pitching really well in case Eric Hosmer comes out and doesn't improve on what he's done the last two seasons. So this it's not a coincidence that the Padres went out and signed a right-handed hitter who crushes lefties because, A, Brian Dozier is a pretty good player who has a pretty good reputation as a good clubhouse guy, and he's been to three straight playoffs and two straight World Series. So you factor that in with the fact that, hey, maybe the Padres need another infield bat to hit against lefties, and it makes some sense.
Yeah, but back to the first part of that question, which I know I rambled. Will Myers is they're looking at him to be what, the starting right fielder?
I think right field is the answer for Myers, and I think a lot of people had wondered about whether there would be a Hosmer Myers first base platoon because Myers' best season in San Diego came as a first baseman. But I have never seen that, to be honest. I think that, like, based on what the Padres did in the outfield this offseason, trading away Margot and Renfro, they don't have enough right-handed bats in the outfield for Myers. If you move Myers to first base occasionally, then all of a sudden you're opening yourself up in the outfield where you have to play maybe Franchy Cordero or Josh Naylor, who could be pretty good hitters but don't have great numbers against lefties. And
yep.
So, it's all a big kind of puzzle, who's playing against which starters, who's playing which days. Will Myers probably best fits into that puzzle in right field. That being said, there's no harm. I mean, he's played right field before. There's no harm in getting him some reps at first base in camp, and I think that's where we'll see him a little bit in camp.
AJ, speaking of Will Myers and Franchy Cordero, who you just brought up, I wanted to ask about him. They're both guys I feel are difficult to evaluate in spring training because they always look good. I mean, they both look like phenomenal baseball players. Will's problem, of course, is consistency, and Franchy's is staying healthy. So what's kind of the latest report on Franchy Cordero? I mean, it's just salivating what you think the guy could do if he can stay on the field.
Yeah, and he's even bulked up, I think, a little bit this season, which is, I mean, he was already a big dude, and he possesses a ton of tools. And so for him, it's just stay healthy and be the guy he can be, and which is, I mean, he's a very, very useful weapon against right-handed pitching. And then if you sit him against lefties, that's totally fine. And so I think probably what they're eyeing is some sort of right field combo of Franchy and Myers, maybe Naylor,
I mean,
depending
that,
on where
that
he
could, that could be like a 950 OPS player together.
Yeah, if you put them together,
you know, if they put them together and they stay on the field.
Yeah, and so I think that's what's tantalizing about all this. But I also think you, like you said, you can't evaluate what these guys do in spring training. Maybe you can look at some things they do defensively. You look at what Cordero does in center field when he plays there a little bit. But at the plate, you kind of know who. I mean, Franchi less so than Myers, but you know who they are, and you're not going to learn a whole lot from spring training. You're going to learn from A, Franchi being healthy, and B, whether Will can put the kind of inconsistencies behind him a little bit.
We're talking to AJ Casavell from MLB.com. He's our Padres insider here on Ben and Woods. And it feels like we just need to be, as fans, we need to be okay with a little bit more inconsistency in the lineup from day to day, which isn't super uncommon in baseball. You do see guys playing multiple positions in order to get their bat in the lineup in a lot of cases. But who are those guys? Who are the bubble guys for you? Is it Ty France? Is he a guy that's on the bubble, needs to have a good spring? Maybe a couple other names of guys that you see. Probably going to be doing some shuttling. You know, if a guy gets injured, we'll see him. But guys on the bubble for you.
Yeah, Brian Dozier really, I think, shakes things up. And
big time.
What it does is it adds a lot of – it probably puts the competition where it should be. Guys that you thought might have had definite spots in the roster now have to kind of work for him. Jerks and Profar is actually going to have to earn his starting second base job. So, to me, the bubble kind of starts right around Brian Dozier. You could say that Greg Garcia needs to earn his place, but I think what he did last season as a utility guy and what he's done through his entire career, that guy is a major league utility piece, and he's on the roster there. So I think you start the bubble with Brian Dozier, and you say Dozier, Ty France, Jake Cronenworth's really interesting because he can eat an inning or two in relief also.
Playing
some really good defense too. Ty France has been working out a catcher, and I don't think that's anything really that new. He's done it a couple times in past spring trainings, but it's a third catcher. Like, you want to make that 26th roster spot useful in a way that you can maybe mix and match. I think those are the guys. It's because first base, shortstop, and third base are so solid.
Yeah.
It's just a bunch of guys who can play second and can also do some other things and can help out in other ways. And so I wouldn't be surprised if they carry four second basemen, I don't want to call them that, but four guys who can play second.
Right.
And then also maybe shift to the outfield, platoon at first, in Cronenworth's case, pitch.
He's so interesting as the 26th, you know, the extra roster spot this year, the 26th man, a guy that can come in and, from what I understand, can pick it. I mean, flat out pick it defensively, and he plays short and second.
Yeah, and he's a good defender
at
short.
He's a good defender at short, can pick it, and then could come out and sling it out of the bullpen. I'm like, what else could you ask for a 26th man right there?
Yeah, and it's interesting because people are kind of wondering how they're going to use that, to how all teams are going to use that 26th man, and he is, I think, the most interesting test case of that group because he does something unique that not a lot of guys do. He's going to pitch the eighth inning of a one-run game and then be a defensive replacement at second base. I don't think we're going to see that, but I think we're going to see, well, the Padres are down three and they need someone to eat this inning to save the bullpen a little bit. Let's bring him in here, or we need a lefty bat off the bench who can spray the ball around the yard a little bit. Let's pinch hit him here. And so because they have that extra spot on the roster, I think it opens up maybe a path for him to play.
Talking to our 97.3 The Fan Padres insider, AJ Casavell, and we're talking about all this competition among position players. Very different story on the pitching staff. Would you say that if someone doesn't get hurt or really underperform, that there aren't really jobs to be won, which is very odd in a Padres spring training especially, but kind of the rotation, Richards, Lamet, Paddock, Davies, and Lucchese, it's going to be hard to break into that starting five, even if Cal Quantrill goes out and throws really well today and throughout the rest of spring, or a Baez or a Morahone or another guy.
Yeah, I think I look at this roster and see 13 pitchers, all of whom I think are the answer. So I just don't know. I don't know how anyone else cracks that mix other than an injury or just someone really bombing in spring training. And so I think that's the rotation you look at. I also think maybe it's spring training's long. It's 6 weeks of just storylines about games that ultimately don't matter. Right. And so we spend a lot of time dissecting who's going to be in the rotation. And then usually like a week or two into the season, something happens and the rotation changes. And so Cal Quantrill is number six right now in that mix, but he's going to be a factor at some point in some way. And so I don't know whether that's opening day, if he does something crazy, but he's in the mix.
But he has options. You got like Javi Guerra, who we saw at the end of last season. It was, you know, gunning it up to 100, converted shortstop, looked good yesterday, was throwing strikes. Potters almost don't want him to look good in spring training, because if they don't have a spot for him, he's basically auditioning for another team at this point, would you say?
Yeah, he's. I can't imagine he would pass through waivers, because he's out of options, and they'd have to put him on waivers to send him down, and he throws 100 miles an hour and has a smooth delivery. And
no-brainer.
It looks like – I mean, he's only been pitching for a year, basically.
Yeah.
So it looks like he has the pieces to be a pretty good reliever, and some team with a bullpen that's not what the Padres' bullpen is could use Javi Guerra. And so that being said, early in spring – there's a long way to go. Yeah. Guys have dealt with injuries. I think he looked really good yesterday in the inning that he did throw, was throwing strikes. I think that was probably his issue last year, was maybe with his command. And I think there's a very real possibility that a spot opens up in that bullpen, whether through injury or inconsistency, and he would be he'd probably be maybe the ninth man, the first guy to fill it.
Talking to AJ Casavell here on Better Woods this morning. Last one for me. Catching situation this year, same? Going to be going Hedgy and Mejia, as far as we know?
I think so. I don't know what the split is. I don't know. I don't think spring training is going to determine the split, because both of these guys have had monster spring trainings before. It's a little different when pitchers are working on things. They're maybe not throwing you a slider and you don't have to be ready for anything. Kind of, it's just different in Arizona. It's different in spring training. It's different when pitchers aren't actively. They're trying to get you out, but they're not actively doing exactly what they would do during the regular season. They're working on things. So both those guys could go out and hit 450 in the spring. I don't think it changes anything. What it comes down to is how they're performing during the regular season. So if I had to guess, it's something close to what we saw toward the second half last season, where it was like Mejia 60-40, and that's just the way – I mean, fans want everyday guys, because that's probably what they grew up with. But the way baseball is now is that you need two catchers, and it's going to help you into October if you're playing two catchers and one of those guys is fresh for when you're playing in meaningful games down the stretch. And so there's also a possibility they could carry three catchers with that 26th man. Luis Torrens has been somewhat impressive so far in camp. We'll see him out on the field. But if that's the case, I think it would be as a way to get Francisco Mejia more pinch hit at bats and still have cover on the catching side.
With that being said, one question that I always get from fans is AJ Preller working on a trade? And I always say, yes, he's always working on a trade. That's what he does. Doesn't mean he's going to pull one off. If one of these texts gets answered that AJ is always sending, if there's a trade to be made this spring, where do you think it's going to happen now on the roster?
Outfield is one. We've heard everything with Will Myers. I think those rumors have died down a little bit. I think those talks probably, and this is mostly speculation, but it's kind of informed speculation, they've died down a little bit in the sense that's not where the focus is at this point in camp. Might be later in camp. But they could still use a big right-handed bat in the outfield, and they could still stand to maybe find a way to offload some of Myers' salary somewhere. And so that would be my guess. I know people have speculated about Austin Hedges. I think the Padres, as things stand, are pretty comfortable with their catching mix, barring if something were to happen. And if there are other options available, like you said, I get that question all the time too. And AJ Preller is working on a trade
right now.
I'm sure he has irons in the fire. And I just don't know how realistic what he has going right now is. And I think early in camp, things are going to be slower. Later in camp, maybe things pick up. But I would guess outfield.
I was going to say I thought catcher, simply because we heard so much talk about it in the offseason. Not that talk can't be a smokescreen, but even before last season, the JT Realmuto seemed to be a target of AJ. He's been looking for a catcher forever and never seems to land. It's like his white whale. Like one more catcher that he wants on the roster.
Yeah, and I'm looking forward to seeing more of Luis Campusano, because I think he was probably involved in some of those Mookie Betts talks, but the Padres people I've talked to did not want to let him go because he's done so many good things, and so and he's made so many strides in the last season at the plate and defensively. So he'll be interesting to watch, and if he's good down the road, then you have at least one, maybe two expendable major league quality catchers available. So
informed speculation. How do you like that?
I do a lot of informed speculation.
I love that.
I think we should reward AJ. Would you like to come back to our hotel for maybe some appetizers?
No, thank you.
Let's do a movie night. My room. My room. Your choice. Whatever you want. We'll get some snacks going. We'll get the doo-doo curtains. Will be there. And we'll have a good old grand old
time. You're invited anytime.
I'm down.
You down? Let's do this. Very hard to sleep in.
We're going
to
check out the indoor pool.
Our boss is so mad at us. He's mad at us, but, like, I told you. He called me yesterday. He was very upset. He felt really bad. I said, it's not your fault. We all looked at the website. It looked fine. You can't tell us if he's going to wipe with the curtains. Nobody knows that. Nobody could speculate that. Not even informed speculation would let you know somebody's going to use the curtains as toilet paper. No one would know that. I did say, however, you're going to wear it on the air this week. You just know that's how – you know we're going to make a big deal out of it because that's what we do. So we'll see you when we get back. He was like, fine.
AJ, we'll see you out there. Thank you very much.
Yeah, happy baseball season, guys.
AJ Cassavell, our 97.3 The Fan Padres insider all season long. We're going to have him on Mondays just like today, and then you hear him on Gwynn and Chris. What day are you on with Gwynn and Chris and the coach and you know your schedule?
Wednesday.
Coach Fridays and Gwynn and Chris on Wednesday. So Monday, Wednesday, Fridays – different time slots for AJ Cassavell. Always great stuff. Glad we have him as an insider all season long here on 97.
Me and you both, buddy.
All right, what's our plan the rest of the day? We got a couple of minutes here. We got a few minutes. We can go out, watch workouts, bullpen sessions, bunts on the field, things like that.
Yes.
And then
let's walk around.
We can go out and head out to Surprise.
What time is the game?
1:05 our time.
1:05 our time.
3 hours to kill.
Noon Pacific time.
Okay.
And then we will have...
I know where I'm not going.
Back to the hotel.
Back to the hotel.
And then we're going to have dinner tonight with Jesse Ackman.
Yes, looking forward to that.
Did you discuss it all with him earlier?
I did not. We got to get it all dialed in.
We need to go find Jesse and find out where he wants us to take him.
We're walking
to take him out to a nice meal.
Yeah, we do.
Treat him well.
Treat him very sweetly.
We want him to make us look good in the booth tomorrow.
Yeah.
When we do our game.
I want to get him drunk so that he's bad and we sound good.
We look better. That's another... possible.
It's a different
strategy.
It's a different strategy. Good day today, boys. Really fun. Had a great time. Looking forward to tonight. Looking forward to this Padre game today. Manny Machado in the lineup. Fernando Tatis in the lineup. Man, this is it is a perfect day. If you're listening right now and you're envious, I would be too. It's freaking perfect out here right now. It's going to be beautiful.
Right.
I've got my glove. I'm going to go see if anybody wants to throw lightly before the game.
No.
See what happens. No, I'm going to.
No.
Couple items of business before we leave. First of all, Don't Do This, as always, was sponsored by Scripps MD Anderson Cancer Center, making cancer history in San Diego. Secondly, our biggest fan did not call in today. It's becoming a rarity, but that means here at the end of the show, you've got a chance to come in and steal the prize, qualify you for our grand prize drawing, trip to Las Vegas to see Shania Twain at Planet Hollywood Resort and Casino, two-night stay, dinner at Cafe Hollywood. Call now, fourth caller, 833-288-0973. 833-288-0973. You can jump in and steal our biggest fan prize today. Coming up later today, of course, they're going to have the Staples Center Memorial Service for Kobe Bryant. I'm sure we'll be talking about that a little bit tomorrow on the show. And, it's going to be emotional. It's going to be sad. And I'm sure there'll be some moments, as it were. Tough moments, this one.
Yes, like this one on the air.
A little bit tough at the moment.
Yeah, a little bit.
Tomorrow.
How do you end that?
And then tomorrow, here on Ben and Woods, we're scheduled to be joined by Drew Pomeranz and Fernando Tatis Jr. You might have heard of him.
And Chris Paddock, but we'll see.
Stopping by. Chris Paddock will be one of the next 2 days. He postponed today.
All right.
He won't come on a Wednesday.
It's got to be tomorrow.
It's got to be tomorrow.
It's got to be tomorrow, right?
Yeah.
Can we handle Paddock and Tatis on the same day?
I mean, it's going to be tough.
Overloaded Ben and Woods program
what if,
ever.
What if the team comes through with some of the other requests that I've put in?
I can't wait.
I know.
Yeah, just keep
we saw Tommy Pham out there earlier.
Oh, my God. Is he yoked or what?
He's definitely one of our big-time
He just partners. Came out of the cages.
You forget how big these guys
bro,
are.
Bro, yes. Manny walked by me, and I was like, good
Manny,
God.
Is he 6'5"?
Tommy Pham came out of the cages, and they're doing video. Like, he's looking at his work in the cages. I'm just like, man, these dudes are... They're elite. They are elite. He's an elite player, man. I'm very excited Tommy Pham's here. We'll get to go see some of these guys play today. Very excited. Thanks again for tuning in to Ben and Woods and listening to all of our complaining and grousing about our hotel.
A lot of people to thank for today's show. We've got to thank Craig, Danny with the Padres, helping out with the guests this morning. Back in our intercom studios, Hammer, of course, and Brian spinning the controls, doing a great job. Executive producer, as always, on the road trip with us. He got the aisle seat yesterday. That's Paul Reindel. My co-host is Middle Seat Woods, Stephen Woods.
There he is.
I'm Ben Higgins. We'll be back tomorrow morning.
No Hammer?
I already said Hammer.
Oh, sorry. Love you, Hammer. I miss you, Hammer.
5 to 9 a.m. tomorrow. Rome next on San Diego's number one sports station, 97.3 The Fan.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.